show the character of this team the way you guys came back tonight?
I think so. You know, we never got away from it. It would have been easy to try to open it up and, you know, tie it in 5 minutes. I think that would have been kind of what we would have tried to do in years past. So it's a good sign of maturity, but we got to play better.
Do you like your fortune to get 2 points tonight?
Maybe a little bit. You know, you never take 2 points for granted. So we're obviously happy about it tonight. You know, we're going to remain positive in here. I've done a good job. But we can play better, you know. So I think that's a real positive thing is, you know, even the nights you don't have it, your goaltender plays great. You got guys stepping up, putting their face in front of pucks. Just give us enough time to tie it up, you know, get the 1 point, and then the boys had some dangle in the shootout. So great job to gut it out.
Like that penalty kill late in the third, I think Brandon Tanna blocked one big shot, and then he was back out again at the end of the kill and blocked another one. What does that do for the bench? And obviously they score there, and it's a whole different game, right?
Well, exactly. You know, that's kind of what I was referring to. You know, those guys holding us in it, you know, the guys doing the grunt work, and obviously Helly's a big part of that, you know, made some big saves and just kept us in it long enough to tie it up. You know, that's the biggest thing is if they score three there, it's probably over. So great job by those guys. You know, sometimes they go unnoticed for the great job they do, but you know, they've been doing a great job for us all year, doing a lot of grunt work and keeping us in games.
Would you see a difficult game than maybe expected tonight?
I don't know about – I mean, I think Buff got pissed off, started hitting guys, and that kind of ramped it up a little bit. But it wasn't an overly physical game. You know, they were down to 5D, so their D couldn't really be that physical. You know, we didn't have our A game tonight. We didn't have our legs, you know, the way we're accustomed to. And 82 games is going to happen. So, like I said, you know, just got to dig down and find a way.
What did you see on the equalizer where you set Mark up there?
Saw Mark open, you know. Yeah, power play was frustrating tonight. They did a good job squeezing us. We didn't really have many open looks, and, you know, we were finally able to make a play. You know, he's got an incredible knack for getting open in that spot, and I know that he doesn't need much room. You know, he just needs it on his stick, and that shot is just world-class. So, it was, you know, my job isn't as hard as his. You know, I just got to put it on his tape, and he picks those corners.
Did you think you were going to end it there with in the dying seconds there?
Yeah, I mean, that's one. If we lose that game, you know, I'll probably lose a little sleep over. So, I was on, you know, past my last win there, and I gave it everything I had. It just got great wood on it, just hooked it a bit. So it's going to happen. And like I said, just 2 points is 2 points.
Let's say about the group, you're able to find a way to get it tied there on a night where things didn't come easily, but you're able to stay patient enough and find that opening.
I don't think it's so much about the fact that we tied it. I think it's more the fact that we didn't, you know, we didn't deter from our game. We stayed with our game. That to me is a bigger step in the right direction. Like I said, you know, in years past, we go to my two goals, our deer leading the charge, you know, and we get off it, and that's when it goes 3-4-0. So we hunkered down. You know, I think Paul's done a great job of communicating that to us. Just relax and keep playing your game, keep playing your game, keep playing your game, and great job by Matty Perot to get us one, to give us a chance. Yeah.